That guy's a future NBA star, I think. He's really got
He reminds me a lot of Steph Curry, to be honest with you. I think the similarities are there. He has mad range. The guy can score 30 points, and it doesn't even seem like he has the ball that much in his hands. He's not selfish. The way he scores, the way he moves, the things he does on a basketball floor are just, to be honest with you, they're unbelievable. They're incredible. There's almost no words for it, to be honest with you.
I think people have learned their lesson, too. It's like, Steph Curry lit it up in the tournament, you know, and it's like there was this thing a couple of years ago where it was like, we don't trust these guys who are performing extremely well in college, lighting it up. You know, we'd rather go with some prospect who has, just completely raw. I think it's kind of, spun around a little bit where they're like, there are some good indicators when you see a guy who can absolutely light it up, now that it's just 3-point shooters league, too.
Well, and I think that's a good point because there's so much talk about Ben Simmons, the kid from LSU, who none of us got to see play in the tournament because his team didn't make it to the tournament. And we're seeing a lot of Buddy Hield because his team did make it. He's a 4-year guy, which you don't see very often anymore in college, which is also something you're talking about, the one and dones. Guys just want to go to the next level. This is a kid who's done it the right way. He's stuck around for 4 years. And the difference to me is obvious. He's more mature, he's ready for the moment, and nothing scares this guy. So Buddy Hield, to me, I've been saying it all year. I've been on the Buddy train all year. He's the best player in all of college basketball, and he should be the number one pick. I don't necessarily
know he won't be.
No, I was going to say, I don't think he will be, but truth be told, he is the most ready individual right now to go to the next level.
Yeah, and I think that he's going to end up going higher than Steph because Steph had all those red flags coming out of Davidson. You know, granted, Davidson, Oklahoma, that's not on the same plane there at all. But I think that definitely what we've seen from Curry in the NBA kind of paves the path for Buddy Hield to bring his game and not have to adjust and just play his style of ball. And let's see if they can stop him.
Yeah, no, I think, did you guys see that article too recently? I thought that was great about how Nike suddenly crapped the bed on Steph Curry, missing out on him.
Yes, I did actually see that, where he went for Under Armour instead,
correct? Yeah, that was amazing. They did a PowerPoint presentation, and they accidentally left Kevin Durant's name on PowerPoint slide.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is Buddy Hield is the man. His team's in the Final Four. I hope they win it.
I like Villanova. Look, I've always been a big East fan. So I like Villanova, too. I went to school in Philly. I like Jay Wright, but I think it's kind of hilarious that he's been throwing – have you guys heard about – he's been throwing Final Four parties that are, like, epic for the past 10 years? And then
really?
This year he was like – yeah, he was like, sorry, guys, I actually think we're going to do well this year. I'm not going to throw a Final Four party.
That's pretty funny. Well, and what the difference is this year, if you ask me, is a lot of years they go in as that number one seed and they have a lot of pressure. This year they were 2 seed. A little bit of the pressure was off of them. I really think Jay Wright way out-coached Bill Self in that game against Kansas. They had very, very little success getting Perry Ellis the ball, and we all know that Perry Ellis was a big part of what they did. Villanova did what they had to do to get to the next level or the next round, if you will, and they deserve to be where they're at. I give a lot of credit to them and Jay Wright. He outcoached Bill Self.
Totally. I mean, Bill Self is 2-8 now, I think I just saw in the Elite Eight.
Not good.
Not too impressive.
All.
Not too impressive.
Hey, Matt, we've seen a lot of shift in the conferences, especially in college basketball over the last couple of years. The 80s Big East, it's just not the 2016 Big East. What do you think of the new carnation of the Big East Basketball Conference?
I absolutely hate it. I don't see how you grow up in the Northeast and give a crap about college basketball. It's much harder.
Absolutely. You see that 30 for 30, the Requiem for a bit in the Big East. You talk about playing in professional cities and NBA arenas, and now we've got a bunch of Catholic schools from the Midwest and the Eastern Seaboard. I couldn't agree with you more.
It makes it almost impossible for a kid to – look, the Northeast isn't the biggest college sports area to begin with because we never had, a ton of the best teams. But, in the 80s when we had that great run, it really made people into college basketball fans. And then everybody was like, what? ACC? What's going on here?
Yeah, that's they just change things around so much that it almost helps you lose interest in what they're doing, to be honest with you. But one thing I'm not losing interest in is the Golden State Warriors and that gaudy record of 65-7. They're going to break this record. I think we all want them to break this record. But how do you feel about the Golden State Warriors? I know you're a big NBA guy. San Antonio is a great team, too. And they're, like, not even getting talked about because of this unbelievable season from the Golden State Warriors.
Look, I think the Golden State Warriors are still the odds-on favorite to win it because they just haven't shown any flaws this year. And usually that's a pretty good indicator. I mean, you see these all-time teams, when they roll through, they usually win the championship. Although I will say, I placed a very odd bet on the Oklahoma Thunder at 11-1 in Vegas last week.
That, you know what, they have an outside chance, but for some weird reason, I don't like them winning at all. I know they've won 7 in a row. They're playing great basketball, which is great. I like Scotty Brooks, I'll be honest with you, and I don't think Donovan has these guys playing the defense that they need to play. I don't know if they have the right formula to make it. I really don't.
Oh, I didn't mention that I'm a terrible gambler. So, yeah, it's a terrible bet. I mean, look, I think Golden State's going to win, but there was no good bet to be had on a one to two bet on Golden State to win the championship.
No,
hey, we didn't mention I'm a Cleveland native, so I'll be thrilled to see Oklahoma City come out of the West. I think that's actually a team that my really good but really dysfunctional Cavaliers can take out.
Oh, so you're just taking it for granted that the Cavs are going to make fun.
Hey, it's tough to look at the rest of the East and believe in anything else.
That is true.
You don't see Toronto as a real threat. I don't know. I see Toronto as a bit of a threat. I see Miami as kind of having their number. But, yes, things would have to go very poorly for the Cavs to not make the finals.
Well, you know, I mean, there was Orlando in 2009, which had Dwight Howard and a bunch of roided-up jump shooters. So anything could happen in the Eastern Conference playoffs.
My prediction is Golden State sweeps Cleveland.
I think that's fair. I think that's really fair. I mean, it'd break my heart, of course, but I think that's a really fair assessment given what we've seen from a team that's made a coaching change despite being in first place.
Cleveland is like that guy that you're friends with and you don't want to tell him that his girlfriend's like a complete mess and you just never hang out with him until he breaks up with him.
You know, I hear that a lot, actually.
Hey, we're up against a break here, Matt, so tell people how they can check you out.
Yeah, go to MattRitterComedy.com or on Twitter, MattRitter1. If there's anybody who's listening who's in Florida, we're going to be at Bombshell tonight in Orlando, and tomorrow we're at World of Beer in Sarasota. But otherwise, just come check me out on my website or hit me up on Twitter. And thank you guys so much for having me on. Love talking sports anytime.
Hey, we're going to have to do this more often, to be honest with you, Matt. And I'm going to follow you at MattRitter1, you said. So
yep.
You're going to have another follower there. So follow me back as well. And I'm already following you at Comedians at Law. So check them out there as well, people. Hey, really appreciate it, Matt. Great seeing you this Wednesday. And I look forward to talking to you in the future, brother.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Matt Ritter in Florida at the Mets facility right now. Jeff Rich and I, we're just in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, man, doing our thing. But we'll be right back to wrap up this hour. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! With 6/10 of a second remaining.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
When they cut to him, the shot of his jersey being burned. I mean, that was a killer. Like Michael Jackson sang, it cuts like a knife.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you could tell that hurt. And then the owner went off. And I would just like to say, I don't like this guy, what Dan Gilbert did. This is free agency. The days of the owners just dictating to the players what they can do is over. I mean, my man William Rowland had a book called The $40 Million Slave. Those days are over. LeBron's a free agent, and he chose to leave.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, and obviously that was Spike Lee talking about LeBron James and whatnot. Interesting there, to be honest with you. I see a scenario where LeBron leaves, to be honest with you, Jeff.
Do you want me to disagree with you? Because I'm having a real hard time doing it. I think it's likely that he stays in Cleveland. I don't think he wants to go through the pains of change again. But
all the nonsense with Chris Paul and D Wade and Carmelo Anthony? We're hearing all about that now.
LeBron said it himself. It's a pipe dream. You know, it's not very likely to happen. And I don't see how Melo being on a LeBron team helps at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be terrible. It's one thing to be buddies with a guy, okay? I get that. And I'll tell you what, though, CP3, that'd be pretty awesome to play with him, man.
Would you trade Kyrie Irving straight up for CP3, even though he's 7 years older, if you're the Cavaliers right now?
Absolutely, without a doubt. Are you kidding me? CP3 looks like he could play forever. But anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're up against it. Hour number one in the books, hour number two on the horizon. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A peace rally scheduled for today in Brussels, Belgium, called off because of security concerns. CNN's reporting organizers were asked by law enforcement to postpone the event. The rally was set to take place days after the terror attack that killed more than 30 people, including an American couple from Tennessee.
Our campaign
is the campaign of energy, of momentum, which will lead to a large voter turnout in November and victory.
Bernie Sanders cleans up. At Saturday's Democratic caucuses, the Vermont senator victorious in Hawaii, Alaska, and Washington State's voting contests. He speaks here at a rally in Wisconsin.
We knew things were going to improve as we headed west.
Three crew members and a patient die when a medical helicopter crashes early Saturday in Alabama. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Aaron, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on why Americans should study the presidency.
People should study the American presidency because it's one of the three branches of government, and it's the part that acts. And so when the government gets ready to do something to us or to our allies or enemies in the world, it's the executive branch that does it. And there's some reason to fear it these days. It's an awesome power. But in addition, there's a series of constraints on it. One of them is there's an amount of time he's got, and then he's got to go back to the people. Another is he has to do things that are lawful, and he doesn't get to make the laws. And so a constitutional executive is a very powerful thing, operating under the constraints and for the purposes of the Constitution of the United States.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
Major League Baseball's Tampa Bay Rays are facing political fallout following their trip to Cuba last week. And during Saturday's spring training game against the Pirates in Bradenton, Florida, a protester ran onto the field and threw two beverage containers into the team's dugout. The fan quickly arrested and escorted from the stadium. Rays players tell the Tampa Bay Times they do believe the man was of Cuban descent. They say he yelled out in protest of the team's trip. California lawmakers striking a deal to raise that state's minimum wage to $15 an hour. It will first raise it to $10.50 an hour next year before gradually bumping it up to 15 even. Pope Francis marking Christianity's holiest days this weekend at the Vatican. He tells the faithful not to give in to fear and pessimism. The pontiff leading an Easter vigil Saturday night, one day after condemning the recent terror attacks in Belgium. He'll be holding Mass and giving his annual Easter blessing today at St. Peter's Basilica. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
They're using Black Hawk helicopters in the fight against a raging wildfire across Kansas and into Oklahoma. Choppers deployed Saturday to dump buckets of water on the blaze, which has destroyed hundreds of square miles of ranch land. The Anderson Creek Fire, as it's called, 36% contained across the two states as of late Saturday. The total damage from the wildfire not yet known, but a lot are already estimating thousands of bales of hay, hundreds of miles of fencing, and numerous livestock have been lost. Well, the New York Auto Show's opened just in time for a holiday weekend in New York City, and correspondent Mitch Levy tells us it seems to have something for everyone.
The 116th edition of the New York Auto Show features nearly 1,000 cars and is a mecca for New Yorkers and tourists alike. Governor Cuomo was on hand to kick off the festivities.
I would like to say I come because I'm the governor and it's my official duty and economic impact. But that's not really true. I come just because I love the show and I love the cars.
And besides, Cuomo says, it's fun. The show features cars, trucks, and concept cars and is expected to generate some $300 million in economic activity for New York. Mitch Levy, New York.
Oklahoma and Villanova punching tickets to the Final Four. The Sooners drop Oregon 80-68, while the Wildcats dispatch overall top seed Kansas 64-59. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Buddy Hield and the Oklahoma Sooners. Villanova, the Wildcats, Jay Wright, they're punching their tickets. They are in the Final Four. 37 points from Buddy Hield, and it honestly was not a selfish 37. Nova got it done. They were more physical. They were a little bit stronger. Great game plan. Maybe I'll coach Bill Self, to be honest with you. Major League Baseball, 1 week closer, people. We are literally right around the corner from opening day. Got to welcome in the tag team partners in crime today. Fred Wallen, he's in Los Angeles, California. Fred, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm okay. Coach K, almost apologized, a half apology, but I would call it—I would have called it a lie. But other people, I guess, because it's Coach K, they won't accuse him of lying. But originally, he did, as far as his comment to Dylan Brooks after the Oregon loss. And I'm not anti-Dookie. I just think that Coach K—it's gone to his head, and he thinks he can get away with anything. And this time, he got caught.
Well, when there's mics around, you got to be careful, right? Because they actually picked up what he said, and he denied what he said. So, interesting. We'll get into that. Jeff, welcome back. Another hour, brother.
Hey, disappointing Friday night from my adopted favorite Gonzaga Bulldogs. It looked like they were headed to the Elite Eight, and Syracuse had other ideas.
Very strange. A lot of weird things have happened. It's March Madness. We all know. Anyways, quick pause for the cause. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
As the weather warms up, we all want to open up the windows and let in the fresh air. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about window safety right after this.
When it comes to construction adhesive, professional contractors know what matters most. Dependability, strength, and quick dry time. Introducing new Tight Bond Fast Set polyurethane construction adhesive. It builds strength faster than other polyurethane adhesives. Use it to bond dozens of materials in any construction, remodeling, or home repair project. Tight Bond Fast Set. It works for the pros. It'll work for you. For more information, visit tightbond.com or see them on Facebook.
Opening your windows makes a house feel great and smell a lot better, but you can make your home safer for your children by keeping furniture, including cribs and dressers, or anything else children can climb on, away from the windows. Window screens are designed to keep insects out, not keep children in. They can't support the weight of a child. If you have double-hung windows, open them from the top, not the bottom, to maximize airflow and minimize a child's access. Many window companies also offer ventilation locks that allow the window to be partially open from the bottom for fresh air while remaining securely locked to prevent accidents. It's also important that your windows are not painted or nailed shut. You have to be able to open them to escape in case of an emergency. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
You've walked through 18 open houses. Your feet hurt and your head is buzzing. Living in a van is starting to sound strangely appealing. But then you hear it. The sound of hope. Of Zillow. You glance at your phone to see a 3-bedroom Craftsman in the right school district. It's perfect and it just showed up on your phone. Like magic. So sign up for mobile alerts and we'll send you homes that fit your criteria when they hit the market. And to think, you wanted to live in a van. Zillow. Find your way home.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. In appreciation for your donation, support, and telling others, we're going to provide everyone who donates with a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline Interview Library. This commemorative collection will change every month, and you'll have access to it with your supporting donation of any amount. So go to sportsbyline.com/funding and also tell your friends. You'll be helping preserve, grow, and digitize the Sports Byline Interview Library so that today's sports fans and those in the future will forever be able to enjoy this treasure. Thank you for your help and support.
You just shoot the ball with 4 seconds left and go into second overtime. If you
wait 4 seconds, Gasell, no chance. It's good! It is good! They'll review it.
And here's the shot with 3 seconds. Ball's up. I think there's plenty of time on that.
Yeah.
You're right on the money.
What the hell's going on?
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, Fred Wallen as well. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff and I, Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Follow us on Twitter, @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports, @SportsBylineUSA. And then shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@AOL.com. Hey, let's get into those games a little bit, Fred. I mentioned that I thought Bill Self got a little bit outcoached by Jay Wright and the Villanova Wildcats. And the reason was, if you ask me, Perry Ellis did not see the ball very much. When he did, he got double and triple teamed. He got swarmed, whatever you want to call it. I really wonder why Bill Self didn't make better adjustments at the halftime to figure out ways to get them in their offense a lot quicker. I think a lot of guys didn't show up, but I also, and that includes Bill Self, I'm not just talking about the players, I really think Bill Self did not show up. And we just had a guest on in the last segment or whatever of the first hour, Matt Ritter, who mentioned something about Bill Self's record in the Elite Eight. I think it's 2-8, if I'm not mistaken. That says something. At a certain point, you have to have good coaching. And people want to blame Perry Ellis and say, you know what, he didn't show up. He's a step slow. And you know what, he's not an NBA prospect, really. He's way down in the draft. But I think there's more to it. And I really think that Bill Self was a major reason why they lost that game. He got outcoached flat out by Jay Wright. Fred?
You know, for 10 years, I've been saying that for Bill Self to win a championship, he has to have overwhelming talent. This year's Kansas club has good talent, but not great talent. So I can't disagree with anything you said. I don't think he's a great coach. I never thought he was a great coach. Always thought he was a very good recruiter. And he never was caught in quite kind of lie that Coach K was caught in. But as far as the team versus the coach, I think the coach has to take a great deal of the responsibility for the loss that maybe shouldn't have come. And again, a lot of coaches are given too much credit, and some coaches aren't given enough credit. You know, you look at coaches who may coach at Northern Iowa. and could
yeah,
be
but that let me just say something real quick. That was maybe the best and worst coaching job I've ever seen all in one game.
No, I agree. At the end, they blew. But I'm just making a case. If you coach at Northern Iowa, you're not given the same credit as you get at Kansas. Kansas has better players. Obviously, you'd want to go to Lawrence ahead of Northern Iowa. I don't disagree with that. But what I'm saying is that I think Bill Self has been an overrated coach for many, many, many years. And that's not going to change. And after yesterday and the 2-8 record, when it really matters, I think more people are going to understand that.
I think of them a lot like Mike McCarthy, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
they win a lot of games, but there are a lot of meaningless wins.
Yeah.
Because what we judge guys by is those championship rings. So a lot of squandered opportunities. That's the way I really think about the two of them. I really compare them in a similar sense. Jeff, what do you think?
Yeah, I've never really thought much of Bill Self as a coach. Even going back to Illinois, I thought the program did better under Weber when Self took off there. And I think Roy Williams is a better coach. I mean, you know, I don't think that anybody considers this guy to be the best coach in the country, even though he gets talent there year in and year out. They just always seem to come up short. I think that to go too far down this road, though, takes a lot away from Villanova. Villanova played a great basketball game.
I agree. I mean, I said that initially. I mean, they did what they had to win this ball game. But at the same time, Kansas played right into their hands. Let's be honest. They did not play the way the Jayhawks played all season long. That just wasn't them. And again, like you're saying, I think we need to give credit to Villanova like I did. And like I said, Jay Wright outcoached Bill Self. I think I am giving credit to them.
I think you are too. It's fair though, because Kansas has the bar set so high that the expectations are there. So you should criticize Bill Self. Now, I think that Thad Mata is a much worse coach. He's right the way Fred described Self as a great recruiter, but not a very good basketball coach. And you can only get so far these days with that formula.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, on the other hand, you have a team like Oklahoma. Lon Kruger has this unbelievable talent in Buddy Hield, who is not selfish. The guy can score, we've seen it, 30-some-odd points time in and time again, gets his teammates involved. They play a very interesting style themselves because really everything revolves around Buddy, but yet – everybody else is just playing right in there. So truth be told, I'm now becoming a Buddy Hield fan. Now that my KU Jayhawks, they're gone, I'm an OU fan right now, and I really want Buddy Hield to cut down those nets in Houston.
You know, I read some report that as far as the NBA draft coming up, he's jumped up a great deal, maybe the fifth or sixth pick, where before he was between 10 and 20. So that's not off of one game, but it's his last few games. And congratulations to the Sooners. You know, as far as what Jeff said earlier, the loss to Gonzaga, you know, Mark Few, if you take a look, I think he's 17 for 17 or 18 for 18 since he's taken over at Gonzaga. He's getting into the tournament. But some of those years, maybe not this year, but some of those years, they've had talent to go a little further than they've gone. So I'm not quite sure about that. And also, I feel sorry for the Gonzaga kids. And I also, Andy, you're from Wisconsin. Wisconsin had that game against Notre Dame. I mean,
Freaky Friday night, man.
Well, yeah, but see, I don't want to criticize officiating because then you sound like you're a sore loser. But in both the Kansas game and the Wisconsin game, I think you could say that there's were very bad calls down the stretch of the game. Nigel Hayes got fouled. The foul that they called on Graham was not a foul. So they're very inconsistent. That's what I'm seeing with college officiating. It's so inconsistent. Sometimes they call touch fouls play. And at late times in ball games, officials should not determine basketball game, or any game for that matter, to be honest with you. So I actually think these officials should really be looked at, and
they should do a better job of realizing that they should not determine outcomes of games.
They are there to be witnesses and watch everything and make calls when calls are there, but don't make up a call because you think it might happen. And I think that that's more the case late in ball games than others. And I'll even take it another step. The Northern Iowa kid did not foul Texas A&M when they called the N1 and made it a 2-point ball game. He moved away from that kid. He never touched him. So how did the official see that? Again, very inconsistent by these college officials late in ball games. They determine outcomes, and it should not go like that.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You know, I was at the hockey game on Thursday, so I had to kind of follow the NCAA action on Twitter. Uh-huh. Can I ask you something? What I thought I saw was a bunch of Maryland truthers talking about officiating taking over the tournament and a bland set of games on Thursday. Is that a pretty accurate summation of what was going on, or were the Maryland people out of their minds?
Well, here's the deal. I mean, in my humble opinion, those games were good in a sense of we saw the better teams advance and they were dominant. It wasn't the helter-skelter of a Northern Iowa, Texas A&M finish. No, we didn't have that. We saw the stronger get strong and we saw the weaker get pushed out. We saw the contenders beating the pretenders is what I saw on Thursday night. And you know what? On Saturday night, you had better matchups. You had 1-versus-2s that were actually pretty darn good and very close. So, I think it was kind of boring in the sense of we didn't get that drama that we love to have with March Madness, but we saw better teams dominate. Fred, is that fair?
Yeah, I think it's very fair. Again, with UCLA not in it, I don't care quite as much, except I've got these brackets going. And if Michigan State had only won a couple of games, Andy, I've got Villanova and Virginia on 5 brackets. One of them is going to win this tournament. I'm not sure which one.
Hey, we'll be right back. He's Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world. Obviously, we're talking a little bit of March Madness right now. It has been a really good tournament, honest with you. It's lived up to the hype. It's always a fantastic tournament. But usually the more excited time is obviously in those first couple of rounds where you get major upsets. And also, guys, just this just in, former Vanderbilt coach Kevin Stallings has agreed to a 6-year deal to replace Jamie Dixon at Pittsburgh. That's according to ESPN's Jeff Goodman. He's 55 years old. He was with Vandy for 17 years. He made the NCAA tournament 7 times. How do you guys feel about this for Pittsburgh?
See, you know, and this is the point I've been making. Kevin Stallings is one of the best coaches in America.
Yep.
But when you coach at Vanderbilt, you need kids who also get good grades. So it's tougher for him to get the better players. Now at Pittsburgh, I'm not saying it's a bad educational situation, but it's not as tough as Vanderbilt.
Sure.
He is going to win a lot of games because he's going to be able to get kids in that he couldn't even look at Vanderbilt.
Very good point. Very good point. Go ahead.
You know, I asked Fred Ritter about this in the first hour. You know, Pitt being in the ACC, you know, it's not great for the breakup of the Big East isn't great for the Big East fans. But I think the programs that got absorbed by the ACC, especially, you know, I know it was a football move, but the basketball programs like Pitt and Syracuse that got absorbed by the ACC probably benefited a lot from this move from a basketball point of view.
You think so?
I think so.
I mean, I love the Big East. I mean, I totally love the
Big East.
Well,
I think the Big East suffered. But I think that these programs ended up in the best situation that they could if I know the conference didn't dissolve, but it's basically a Catholic school conference for the Eastern Seaboard and the Midwest at this point.
I'm just saying when it first came out, Boeheim said, no, you know, I want to play at MSG. I want to play at Madison Square Garden. I think, I'll be honest with you, I mean, I don't enjoy it as much. I mean, first of all, there's too many schools in the ACC.
Yeah.
But secondly, I just love the Big East basketball, which I don't follow as closely now because Syracuse is out of it. I mean, Syracuse was almost always in it, and now they're elsewhere.
Well, and it also is weird because of just location. A lot of these things don't make sense based on location.
Yeah.
You know, like Maryland is now in the Big Ten. Like, I don't get it. You know, a lot of this stuff is just like beyond me. And let's be honest, it's all about money. And like you're saying, you know, most of it is football, but basketball's pretty up there as well. I mean, you know, it's football and basketball. Those are your breadwinners at these universities. So, and I think that Matt said it well when he said, you know, it's like you just don't care about certain teams, you know, and then all of a sudden they're playing against your team all the time. And it's like, why are we even watching this? So
do you feel that the destruction took place in 2004 when they absorbed a lot of the Conference USA, or do you think it's the more recent shift to, you know, where we saw Pittsburgh and Syracuse depart?
Look, I think it's a combination of both. I mean, let's be honest. You start doing something, and then you kind of pave the way for the future of how you're going to go about it. So they started, you're right, a long, long time ago doing these things, and now they just keep on making changes. It's kind of like, and I don't want to get Fred going, but it's kind of like our government system where they just decide to do new things all the time and just break out something brand new. That's the way that college sports are run as well.
Yeah, I think that there's been an evolution. You know, it's not like this is a unique 21st century problem. You know, we saw the Southwest Athletic Conference and the Big Eight both dissolve. Those were, you know, those were pretty good conferences. We've seen the WAC completely disappear from at least the FBS landscape and, you know, on the football field. So I understand that you have to change to grow, and but it just seems like sometimes that growth doesn't go in the right direction, I guess is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Fred, what do you think?
I think sometimes you make changes and they're positive. Sometimes you make changes and they're negative. But the bottom line is you almost always make changes for one reason, monetary reason. And sometimes because of that, you're not thinking ahead. And I'm going to repeat, you know, with Boeheim, and you can like Boeheim or not like Boeheim, but I think he was totally right about the switch for Syracuse, because there are a lot of people like me who would never miss the Big East tournament. I don't even watch the ACC tournament. I mean, it just now I did. But and funny thing is, if you think about it, I used to watch them both, and now I watch neither. And that, I mean, I think that's pretty funny. But you know, in a weird sort of way, I used to always wait for North Carolina against Duke, and then I would wait for St. John's versus Syracuse, and they blew that up. And so, in my opinion, those changes really hurt the game of basketball a whole lot, as far as fans like myself.
Well, you've mentioned Syracuse. We've talked about them a little bit, and we haven't mentioned the fact that they're still in this tournament. And they were a team that people were questioning them even getting in the tournament. So with that being said, Jimmy Boeheim and that Syracuse zone have definitely earned their way through this tournament. And Virginia, I would be a little worried if I was them. Fred?
Well, I did seven brackets. Three of them had Virginia winning the whole thing. Two had Villanova, and two had Michigan State. So obviously, you know who I think will win, but that's just my opinion. Again, Dick Bennett was a great coach. I think his son Tony Bennett has proven to be a great coach as far as getting the most out of his kids. Saw him at Washington State and now Virginia for, what, 7, 8 years now. I think he's done a tremendous job, and they play really good defense, and they play better offense than people think. And I think the Irish were I think the Syracuse Orange were sort of lucky to not, I don't know if the word is lucky, but they were fortunate to move forward. I think Virginia goes forward.
I mean, everybody's fortunate to move forward. We all know that. They're only guaranteed 40 minutes, and sometimes, you know, you win and sometimes you lose. Speaking of Notre Dame, I did mention this earlier. We all know they beat Wisconsin the other day, and, you know, the inconsistent calls. But with that being said, it seems to me like the aggressors at the end of a ball game are the ones that are coming out on top. You know, Villanova was more aggressive than Kansas. Notre Dame, more aggressive than Wisconsin. So those are the teams that are reaping the benefits, if you ask me. Be aggressive. Keep going to the basket. Try to draw contact, whether there is or there isn't. They may blow a whistle anyway. So truth be told, it's a lot better if you take the ball to the basket versus trying to take those long range jumpers. And that's what Kansas did. That's what Wisconsin did more often than not. But again, Nigel Hayes did get fouled toward the end of that game and they missed it, but that is what it is. But truth be told, the aggressors seem to be the ones that are coming out on top. Jeff?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that you hit it on the head there. You want to force the low percentage shots. A lot of these teams will switch into a zone to force the teams to make those shots. But Syracuse goes the other way. They play a lot of man to man against Gonzaga. And Gonzaga just, you know, couldn't hit the rim in the second half and made some silly turnovers down the stretch. And it's interesting because, you know, it's tough to say because you know that Syracuse is a lot more talented than a team like Gonzaga. You know that Syracuse is, you know, is going to be overmatched, you know, in Sunday's action. I like Bennett as a coach, and, you know, I'm going to watch Boeheim out-coach Mark Few on Friday, and I think that I'm going to see him be out-coached on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, North Carolina, we haven't talked a lot about them. Usually, you know, they've won with a lot of their offense and whatnot. They've been playing pretty solid defense thus far in the tournament, Fred.
Oh, yeah, no question about it, and look, this is what it is. It's the NCAA tournament. We had 68. Now we're down to 6, and We'll see what happens. It's exciting. But again, if your home school is involved, it's more exciting. And for me, my home school is gone. Andy, I think your home schools are gone. Jeff, your home schools are gone. So I don't think it's quite as exciting as when your home school still has a chance. And
Yeah, I mean, look, I understand that, but I'm just a fan of basketball, to be honest with you, and I truly enjoy watching. And yeah, you know, it means it stings a little bit more when your team loses. It might hurt you a little bit more, and it feels a little bit better, I guess, when they do advance. But truth be told, I just want to see great basketball games, and that could be a dominant performance, to be honest with you, and that could be a really close ball game that's nip and tuck the whole way. And it comes down to a buzzer beater. I guess what I'm saying is I just like to see the best go out there and play. I don't really like watching the ones play the 16s or seeing those 15s advance, because most of the time, you know what, after further review, they're going to wake up and smell the coffee, and eventually they're going to go back to being who they really are. So I'd really like to see the best play the best. That's just me personally.
Yeah.
So are you suggesting less basketball? I mean, are you suggesting that we go down to maybe a 16-team format and make it really exclusive like football is?
No, I like the tournament. The tournament, there's nothing like the tournament.
It's a showcase of the sport more than it is a postseason to determine the best team from the season. Yeah, I think that it's just the team that wins six games. It's going to be a good, it's obviously going to be a good basketball team, but it's not about, you know, just watching and following a team like you'd watch the NFL playoffs. This is definitely more about putting your sport on the pedestal, as college basketball and CBS have done over the years.
No, I totally agree with that. That is definitely a showcase for college basketball in general, and for certain individuals to have coming out parties, as we've all seen. So I agree with that 100%. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Fred Wallen, Dorfman, you're hanging out on Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Sing in the crowd, your love goes to me so loud. Girl, do I do what you do when I do my love?
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one.
and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. While that day may be a lot closer than you think, with a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, Fred Wallen with me. You could join us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. And then also shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@AOL.com. We're going to try to track down Shane Koenig, our NBA / NCAA insider here in just a moment. So we'll get him on the horn in just a second. But, Fred, we haven't gone here today. And I'm going to make a little comparison. I want to see what you think. Buddy Hield reminds me a little bit of Steph Curry. Your thoughts? Jeff?
Well, you know, I've said it already. I think that's a definite comparison. It's not tit for tat or anything like that, but it's you know, some of the things that Hield does, the, you know, the way that he moves the ball on the outside, it's you know, it's definitely comparable with Steph Curry. You're not going to replicate Steph Curry, but you know, this is a pretty close comparison, probably the fairest one we'll make for a couple of years.
The comparison I'm making is the fact that I believe he's the only guy since Steph Curry to score 100 points in the tournament, have like 33-pointers in the tournament, something like that. So the comparison and obviously the mad range that he has, he can shoot it from anywhere as well. So and it comes out of his hand so quickly, just like Steph Curry. Fred, are you back?
I was there.
Oh, okay. So I just didn't hear you. What do you think, Buddy Hield and Steph Curry? Steph Curry, as far as comparisons.
Well, again, he's got good range, but nobody's got the range at this point that Curry has. So let's just see what happens as he moves up to the next level. Very good player. I mean, obviously, he's playing best when it really matters, and you got to give him a lot of credit for that. And as I indicated, one or two of the NBA draft analysis sheets had him moving up all the way to like fifth or sixth pick. So from the
I saw him as high 15th. As third. Okay, I saw him as high as third.
You see what I'm saying? But he was like 10 to 20 last week. So, I mean, you win a couple games on national TV and you play this well, you move up. He's made himself a lot of money, and he will have made himself a lot of money. And congratulations to the kid. And again, I think Lon Kruger has been a good coach everywhere he's been. UNLV certainly wishes they still had him, and he's done a great job.
All righty, let's bring in Shane Koenig, our NBA / NCAA insider. Shane, welcome to the program. You obviously know the cast of characters, Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, and then obviously myself, Andy Dorf. How you doing, Shane? Well, I think we're having a little trouble getting Shane, so we'll try to
check. I think Shane
I'm here.
Is...
You guys got me?
There he is. Shane, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Hey, nothing much. I like the conversation. We're... in Denver, they're actually pretty excited when you talked about the original draft board that Buddy Hield would even be around in the time that they'd be drafting. And now, like you said, two or three games of just fully excelling in the NCAA tournament, and most Nuggets fans are getting more and more disappointed because he's not going to be there anymore.
Yeah, I mean, look, Buddy Hield has definitely had a coming out party in the NCAA tournament, if you didn't know about this kid, but we've all known about him. He's been around for four years. A lot of these guys don't stick around. I think there's a lot to be said about a kid that enjoys that experience. And, you know, after the win yesterday, he's hanging out there with his teammates and Lon Kruger. And, you know what, then you see them just start going into that fight song of theirs and just truly being a kid. I mean, those are moments that you just can't get back. And a lot of these guys that are the one and doners and they leave, they're really, truly, they are missing the ultimate experience of growing up as a kid and experiencing those four wonderful years at a university. What do you think, Shane?
I totally agree. I think that Buddy Hield is definitely the example of not only making the right decision on coming back, but making himself so much more marketable and so much more valuable in the current NBA. He saw that the current NBA is valuing three-point shooting through the current statistical analysis and through the analytics that are going on, and definitely improved that to the point where we're comparing him to an MVP in the NBA. So I think he made all the right decisions and put all the right work where it needed to be put.
I agree 100%. That's the voice of Shane Koenig, our NBA insider / NCAA insider. Go ahead, Jeff. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, for everyone that doesn't know, Shane is a graduate of from the University from Missouri. And Kansas lost the other night. Now, I know you guys aren't in the Big 12 together anymore, but do you still allow yourself to enjoy that?
You know, I not only do I enjoy Kansas losing, but for me, Bill Self is, it's like a twofold thing. There, way back in the day when University of Missouri hired Quinn Snyder, there was a rumor that the athletic director went to interview Bill Self, who at the time was actually at Illinois, and he said that he would interview for the position, but he wanted to be the only person interviewed. And walking through the hotel in Kansas City, he saw Quinn Snyder, asked him what he was doing there, and they said he said he's interviewing for the Missouri job. So Bill Self removed himself from that job. So Bill Self doing what he did at Kansas, knowing that he could have been at Missouri, was a huge disappointment for me, obviously. But the other thing is Bill Self runs Kansas. They don't have a football program, so their athletic director is at the mercy of whatever Bill Self can do. And the
Pretty
fact
true.
That he refuses to play against Missouri at any point, even though it was the old regime, there's a new athletic director, there's new coaches there, he just refuses to play against Missouri. It's a little bittersweet for me because, one, we don't play them anymore, period, because we're not in the Big 12, but he just refuses to cave in because Missouri left the Big 12 and went to the SEC. So it was nice to see. It's also really nice to see Jay Wright get a team that is built to win in the NCAA tournament with a good inside presence and the four-guard lineup he uses to run. So it was definitely a double enjoyable moment for me.
Hey, let me ask you this since we're talking about that, because we've kind of beat this up ad nauseum between the three of us. I think Bill Self got outcoached by Jay Wright. And with a lot of what you're saying about him, truth be told, like Fred, I feel he's a great recruiter, not the greatest coach, has a lot of meaningless victories, and I compare him to Mike McCarthy in that sense. Mike McCarthy is a great coach, don't get me wrong, but at the end of the day, we think about how many titles or championships you've won, and Kansas has left some on the table. We know the Packers, at least I do, they've left some on the table as well. Is that a fair comparison, number one, but how badly do you think he got outcoached by Jay Wright?
I think that Bill Self, when it comes to I can see that as a good comparison with Mike McCarthy, because not only is Bill Self a good recruiter, but Mike McCarthy and the upper management of Green Bay is awesome at building through the draft. So they don't ever reach for players in the draft. They build their team on the base of the draft and then grab some free agents when needed, but they don't really stretch out. I think Bill Self is an awesome recruiter. Like I said, I wish he would have gone to the University of Missouri, but I think that I would almost compare him to what we used to say about coaches that stayed within their system and their system was supposed to win for them. Because I think Bill Self is not willing to change what he does on an offensive end, on the defensive end, and everything in between, thinking that his talent will get him to the next level, and then it just doesn't. So here in Denver, a fair comparison was Wade Phillips. Wade Phillips always ran the same defense, no matter what. But recently he won the Super Bowl because he threw Von Miller into coverage. He threw different blitzes in the postseason, especially in the Super Bowl, and that allowed them to change things up and see things that teams hadn't seen before and win. I think Bill Self is true to his system, true to his players, wants to run the same thing and thinks that that consistently over an entire game will win him games. And in the NCAA tournament, it just doesn't.
Hey, Shane, you mentioned Wade Phillips and Von Miller, so let's keep it on football here for a second. Robert Griffin III ends up with the Cleveland Browns. The Kaepernick thing doesn't look like it's going to happen. Fitzpatrick, they seem far apart on the money. I mean, is this a, you know, you write for MileHighBroncos.com. Is this a situation where we might see Mark Sanchez on the field in game one?
You know, I'm actually writing about that now. I don't think this should be all that surprising to most people, because if you look at what John Elway has done since day one, he goes against the grain, not necessarily against the grain, but he goes against things that people are like, whoa, they won a playoff game, albeit now looking back with a non-quarterback at quarterback. Tim Tebow and Kyle Orton got them to the playoffs with John Fox, and they won a playoff game. Rather than saying, okay, Tim Tebow, he got us there, let's build around him, John Elway realized that was not the way you're going to win, and let Tim Tebow basically walk. Like, he has him on the team, but he does not mention he's a starting quarterback. He doesn't say anything about that, and he runs a gamble on going to get a guy that's had four knee neck surgeries, was out for a year, and he's going to pay $14 million, $18 million to. So there's a huge gamble there. He then loses in the Super Bowl, and they get smoked. They lost to the Ravens the year before on an over-the-top Hail Mary from Joe Flacco, and they lose in back-to-back playoffs, and the second one against the Seahawks was an embarrassment. So rather than building around the offense and giving them more weapons like the Colts used to do, he loads up on the other side of the ball and starts to build towards an amazing defense to match what he saw in the playoffs and what the NFL was turning to, totally drastically going against that and go against the draft and going against the offense and picking up huge, big-name free agents. So it's not, it shouldn't be super surprising that this is a drastic change, that John Elway has a vision, he has an idea. It probably, that vision probably got turned on its head when he went with when Brock Osweiler went to Houston. But I think that grabbing Mark Sanchez at a cheap price, I think they're willing to roll with him. I don't think that's ideal for them. I think they might try to get something in the draft that allows them to start somebody young, or even would start Sanchez for the first half of the season. But I think that that shouldn't be surprising that John Elway's doing something that you just don't expect.
That's the voice of Shane Koenig, our NBA insider, football, you name it. The guy's got a good pulse on everything. Does write for MileHighBroncos.com. Hey, since we're on this subject, let's keep it here. RG3, as he mentioned, going to Cleveland. Is this a good fit for both parties?
I think that anybody that starts in Hugh Jackson's offense, it's a good fit for the quarterback. A better fit than where he was at. You know, Andy Dalton at one point during the season was talked about in the MVP candidate, you know, top five players in the NFL, the way he was throwing the ball, still struggled in the playoffs, got injured, so they had A.J. McCarron in there. So, I mean, that wasn't really Andy Dalton's fault. But even A.J. McCarron at this point is thought about being a backup that could be starting, and Hugh Jackson ran that offense. When he was in Oakland, they were 8-8. I mean, they were a 500 team. I can tell you that being here in Denver and having a ton of California transplants, if Oakland gets to 8-8, they're extremely excited. They had that with Hugh Jackson, and then they fired him.
So and I mean, Dennis Allen Dennis Allen didn't pick up the slack. I mean, it got worse.
They got rid of him, and it was terrible, a terrible idea, and it didn't work out at all. Oakland's finally got a good draft. Some good draft together and have some really good players to build around, so that's always nice. But I think that the Cleveland Browns have finally figured out that you can't be average or below average, get some free agents, and expect to be in the playoffs. So a lot of people, and I know Jeff probably has a big pulse on this as well, but letting the guys that they let walk is the beginning of what should have happened 5-10 years ago.
No, that's a good point. We're up against it, Shane. It's actually too bad because I'm enjoying this conversation. But appreciate you taking time out. Tell people one more time how they can check you out.
I write for MileHighBroncos.com, and I'm also on Twitter under Shane_Koenig. And they can check out, I throw just a few comments and concerns of what I see going on in sports, mostly about the NBA, but MileHighBroncos.com, write 3 or 4 times a week with some articles about what's going on and for the Denver Broncos.
Shane, I'll follow you if you follow me on Twitter. So we'll make it a plan. I'll definitely follow you,
All right,
brother.
All right. Thanks, guys.
No problem. Appreciate your time as always, Shane Koenig, our, to be honest with you, just all around sports insider. We're going to come back. We're going to give our parting shots like we do. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on today's program, Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Shane Koenig for joining us just now in the first hour. John Poulter and Matt Ritter, appreciate their contributions as always. But as we do, fellas, it's our parting shot time. So, Jeff, why don't you start us out?
Let's start out with the 2015-2016 Cleveland Cavaliers, you know, just loaded with talent, but just not the right attitude, no leadership on that bench or in that locker room. And LeBron James is going to have a tough time when he decides to leave Cleveland if that ends up being the case.
Fred, let's hear your parting shot for today.
Pop, no question, the best coach in the National Basketball Association, but on Saturday night, sitting Aldridge, you want to sit the old guys okay. But you're already out without Leonard. I don't think you sit Aldridge. And this is my opinion. He knows the team a whole lot better than me. But I just think you just don't do that after the great game he had the game before.
Yeah, interesting. We know Greg Popovich. He likes to do what Greg Popovich does, and nobody's going to tell him how to do it. So it is what it is. My shout-out goes to those officials in the NCAA tournament. look, man, your job is to officiate. Your job is to be consistent. Your job is to give kids an opportunity to make plays at the end of ball games. Don't be the difference maker. Be the guy that just goes out there and makes the right calls. Don't look to make calls that aren't there. Don't anticipate things. Just do your job at the end of the day is what I'm really trying to say. So to some of those kids that lost, too bad. But truth be told, for the most part, it's the best tournament in all sports. So for Fred, for Jeff, for Scott, and everybody else, I'm the Dorf Man. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.
USA Radio News with Joe Gomez.
I believe that our campaign is the campaign of energy, of momentum, which will lead to a large voter turnout.